Miami's Vice, a new poll shows drivers there are the rudest in all of America. CBS News reporter Michael Hiblin takes to the streets for this one.
People on the streets of Miami agree that drivers here are rude. Hector Rivera says he sees it every day.
Going across red lights, people just, cutting in front of you without any consideration for anybody else in the world.
Doris Harry agrees.
They give you the finger. you're doing 50, and they're like, get off the road, lady. You're doing the speed limit, and they're doing 70.
She says she'd like to see more police enforcing traffic laws. Michael Hiblin, CBS News, Miami.
46 past the hour. State Farm Insurance has a bottom 10 list of the most dangerous intersections in America. Michael Hiblin went to number one on the list in Florida.
Pines Boulevard and Flamingo Road is a busy intersection with large shopping centers on three of its four corners and a hospital, retirement community, and an interstate nearby. Driver Liliana Armstrong says she goes out of her way to avoid it.
Oh, I agree. It's definitely bad. It's just too many people on the road. It's just too dangerous. And I've seen tons of people just pass the lights, because they're frustrated. They're waiting on the light, so they just want to pass the light even when it's like yellow and red. So it's really dangerous. I try to stay away from it.
Tyrone Doster agrees that it is bad, but has a hard time believing this intersection, just a few miles from his home, is the nation's most dangerous.
It does surprise me. I wouldn't think it any more worse than all the other intersections we got around here. They not only race through this one, they race through all of them.
Last month, South Florida got another dubious honor when Miami was named as having the nation's rudest drivers. Doster says it's that kind of driving that contributes to problems at this intersection.
Everybody, seems to want to go fast. Nobody seems to want to let anybody in. People are on their cell phone. Maybe they ought to do like they did in New York. Pass a law where you can't talk on them unless you have a hands-free kit.
When the lights are red, John Bell and others like him are walking through the car selling newspapers. He's been at this intersection for 4 years and says he's seen it all.
They need to have better law enforcement out on this corner. By far, because there are quite a few people who disregard speed limits, turning signals, every traffic law that you can name. They run this red light constantly here.
State Farm is giving $1 million to make modifications to this and the other 9 dangerous intersections on its list, but Gail Tyson thinks there's an easier solution.
Maybe just post some policemen there more often to get people to slow down and be aware of. The red light running is probably what's causing most of the accidents, I would think, because you do see a lot of that. But you see a lot of that in South Florida, period.
Michael Hiblin, Pembroke Pines, Florida.